Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is covering the migrant situation taking place in Germany.
I met Munich's main train station. This has been a focal point, the entry point for thousands of refugees who come in from Austria and points east and south. The scene here has been one of overcrowding in days past, with migrants sleeping on the floors, camping out at the station, relief workers here handing out water bottles, food, blankets, all kinds of relief supplies. That is not the case on Tuesday. It's almost deserted. There were a very large number of migrants who did come through Munich station early Tuesday morning. Police very efficiently guided them to other trains, taking them to other points in Germany where they were registered and where they are waiting to file asylum applications. This is Luis Ramirez reporting from Munich, Germany.
The North Korea on Tuesday said it has restarted normal operations at its main Yongbyon nuclear complex and warned it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at, quote, any time, end quote. Comments published in the Korean Central News Agency come as Pyongyang also threatens to use banned ballistic missile technology to launch a weather satellite into orbit. The threats constitute a return to the belligerent rhetoric often employed by North Korea in an effort to obtain political concessions from South Korea and the United States, two of its main foes. Yongbyon is the center that produced the material used in North Korea's three nuclear tests. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin defended his country's military support for Syria, saying Tuesday that Russia will continue to aid President Bashar al-Assad's forces in the fight against terrorist aggression. Speaking at a regional security conference in Tajikistan, Putin said Assad is open to working with the healthy opposition in Syria on a political solution to the conflict that has stretched on for 4.5 years, but that the focus must first be on terrorism. His comments come a day after the U.S. Defense Department confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis told reporters Monday that the movement of Russian personnel and equipment into an area near the coastal city of Latakia suggests the establishment of a forward operating base. Thai police have, for the first time, publicly linked last month's deadly bombing of a Bangkok shrine to China's Uyghur ethnic minority group. Investigators said Tuesday they believe the bombing was a revenge attack carried out by human traffickers. The cause was the human trafficking networks transferring Uyghurs from one country to another, said the national police chief. Thai authorities destroyed or obstructed their human trafficking business. A month before the attack, Thailand forcibly deported to China more than 100 members of the Turkic-speaking Uyghur group, which complains of persecution by Beijing. Thai officials had for weeks hinted but refused to say definitively that the mostly Muslim Uyghur group was linked to the August 17th bombing, which killed at least 20 people and injured dozens of others. Two political novices, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, topped the latest survey as the choice of U.S. Republicans for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. As the 16-candidate Republican field gets set for another round of debates Wednesday night, the CBS New York Times poll released Tuesday shows the flamboyant Trump with 27% support and the more reserved Carson trailing with 23%. The first voting in the long journey to picking a presidential nominee in the U.S. is not scheduled until February 1st at caucuses in the rural state of Iowa. Iran's nuclear chief said late Monday that the head of the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog will visit Tehran later this week. Ali Akbar Sahali made the comments to Iranian television after meeting in Vienna with International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yukiya Amano. The IAEA will be the body in charge of overseeing the agreement Iran reached in July with a group of six world powers to limit its nuclear program in exchange for economic sanctions relief. The agency is due to deliver a final report on its probe by December 15th. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.